This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using promo code GOLFSGPN to get a 100% deposit match. One more week, and we have the CJ Cup Byron Nelson, a name that just doesn't flow off your tongue. It's a very bland. I don't know why this is the name of this event. I know CJ. It used to be AT&T. Now we're on to CJ. CJ is a cool sponsor. They've done. They've been all over the place. Where they had Nine Bridges to Shadow Creek to Palmetto. Like these guys have sponsored some nice events. Probably one of the blandest fields we have in a while. Outside of the alternate events. This field is never great because the golf course is, in my opinion, is one of the worst we see on tour. Sorry, TPC Craig Ranch. This is the most like cookie cutter, same hole every hole, birdie fest. Get to 25 under. You can say whatever you want about how to get to 25 under, but at the end of the day, iron play, rolling a ton of putts. It's a freaking birdie fest. So there's going to be chalk. This is a great week to avoid the chalk. A lot of variance in putting. A lot of variance in birdie fest. So let's get right into it. I will say right now, there's no DFS pricing out, so I will do my best to nail the pricing, nail the ranges, and just go down. I'm going to be obviously based it off some of the odds and just some of what I think the price is going to be. I have a pretty firm grasp on who I think is going to be chalky, who I think is going to go under the radar. So let's not waste any time. Let's get right into this. What I believe will be the upper range, 10K and a 10K plus. Jordan Spieth, Siwoo Kim, Jason Day, and Will Zalatoris, I think, will be the four guys over 10K. It's hard to argue with Jordan Spieth in the state of Texas. He is always a baller in the state of Texas, no matter the form, no matter the event, no matter the field. So yeah, he's the rightful favorite, I would say, but I would say I wouldn't want to bet a 16, 12 to 1, 15 to 1 Jordan Spieth, but I would say in DFS, I think he could be a good play. Like I say, I'm going to say with Ryan Palmer later in the show. So here's my Ryan Palmer case too. If you blindly play Ryan Palmer and Jordan Spieth in any form in Texas, top 10 in DFS, any market, you're probably making money. So like Jordan Spieth in Texas, it makes a ton of sense. So I don't mind it. Now, Siwoo Kim, Jason Day, we can have a bit of an argument. These two went 1-2 last year. I had Siwoo Kim, almost cashed that ticket, but they both played exceptional in round four. They went super low. They think they played together too. Went super low to finish 1-2. Jason Day was in far, far, far better form in this event last year, where Siwoo Kim's in fairly similar form. He was striping it last year. He's striping it probably a little bit better this year. So between those two, you got to go with Siwoo Kim. I know Jason Day probably brings that higher end putting, but his ball striking has been abysmal in 2024, where Siwoo has been absolutely striping it. He probably will be a little bit more owned than Jason Day, but I don't think it'll be out of hand. I do not think it'll be out of hand at all, as much as I don't think anyone in this range will be out of hand. So I think Siwoo Kim is the answer up here. Now let's talk about Will Zalatoris. He is a Dallas guy. He's playing a pseudo home game. He's my favorite golfer in the world. He's right above my left shoulder. And I'm wondering what the narratives are going to be around him. Do I trust Will Zalatoris to get to minus 25? No, but we've seen him break the 20 under barrier at the Century. So check that box. Will Zalatoris can roll a ton of birdie putts if he needs to. It's been done, I think, one or two times before. I think it was just one Century he got to minus 20. I'm not sure if he did in the most recent Century, but it was the one before this year. Either way, I think he'll probably be the least owned guy, maybe the third or the fourth owned guy in this range out of this Jordan Spieth, Siwoo Kim, Jason Day, Will Zalatoris group. I think he'll come in third in ownership. Because I think people just know, like, Will Zalatoris, not a birdie fest guy. Will Zalatoris missed the cut at the Zurich with Sahith Theegala. They were a very chalky team and told you to fade them. And you probably cashed the lineup if you faded them. And you bet and you took Rory and Lowry, like I said, I loved. So I'll pat myself on the back for that. I will own when I'm wrong, but I will definitely pat myself on the back for Rory and Lowry and the fade of Sahith and Will last week. But Will this week, I think he'll go under the radar. Do I think that means he's going to win the golf tournament? No, but I think just his ball striking alone, his talent as a golfer, his overall protege as a golfer, he can top five in this field. Like, this field is so bad. I know the golf course and the style of golf, it doesn't scream Will Zalatoris, but he's too good of a golfer to go under the radar. I by under the radar, I mean like 13, 14, 15%. That's what I mean by under the radar in this range. So I think if he's around that range, why not? Why not give him a shout? We've seen him go low on golf courses before. Like he top five at the Amex, played good at the Century 1 year. Like, I don't hate it. So I'd rank this range. It's tough. I'm factoring ownership as well. Fourth, Jason Day. Third, probably Siwoo Kim. Because he'll probably be the chalkiest. And then second, Will Zalatoris. First, Jordan Spieth, because you just play Jordan Spieth in Texas. It's as simple as that. All right, guys that I think will be in this 9K range, Tom Hoagie, Minwoo Lee, Alex Noren, maybe 95, 93, Stefan Jaeger, those guys. So we'll talk through those guys. I think Stefan Jaeger is a good look this week. I think Stefan Jaeger, obviously he won in Texas. He performed at the RBC Heritage, which is a golf course that you wouldn't think Jaeger would play well at, and he did. Now, he posted a really good putting performance at the Houston Open, and that was only to get to, what, 14 under, 15 under. Now we're asking him to get to 25 under, but this dude can make birdies. This dude shot a 59 on the Korn Ferry Tour. This dude got to 30 under on the Korn Ferry Tour. So he's not scared to make birdies, but he's definitely more of a teeter green guy, of a ball striker than a putter. But he is playing good golf, and he won in Texas. So those Texas guys, they make sense. I do like Stefan Jaeger this week. Alex Noren. This is the DFS show, so I mean he's gonna make the cut, and he will grind for 72 holes. Like when he has no chance to win on Thursday, on Saturday, he'll give his best effort and finish T9, as well as Adam Scott. Those two golfers will give you a generational non-mixing ability and finish T9 and probably put up a good stat line with zero chance to win the golf tournament. But at the end of the day, that's great for DFS. And I think Alex Noren is going to come in a little bit chalky than Adam Scott. Anything above 17%, I don't think you can play Alex Noren. But if he's 13 to 10, I think he's fine. I don't think he'll get that chalky, to be honest, where I think Tom Hoagie will get extreme. Like, look at my hair, by the way. Hat hair times a million. Tom Hoagie will get giga chalk. Tom Hoagie is going to be infinity chalk, and he makes sense. Tom Hoagie is putting on an exceptional season. Tom Hoagie is doing his thing, gaining infinity strokes on approach, flashing with the putter when he can. And that's what you need to do with this golf course. You need to hit iron shots close. You need to roll a ton of putts. And it does make sense. Tom Hoagie went to college at TCU. Tom Hoagie's a Fort Worth guy. With that being said, he's going to have family. He's going to have friends at this event. And when you ask a golfer of that stature, Tom Hoagie's won once on tour. All this pressure. I'm playing a home game. I got my friends. I got my family with me. That adds a little bit of pressure. That makes you press. That makes you press from out the gates. I don't want that, especially at 22% ownership. I do not want that, especially when there's a ton of variance in birdie fest to begin with. I do not want a chalk Tom Hoagie. I do not think Tom Hoagie is a good play at all. So I'm going to go with a fade on Tom Hoagie. I think he is... Sure, he could play well, but at 22% ownership, you're asking a lot, especially in the 9K range. I prefer guys like Stefan Jaeger. I prefer guys like Keith Mitchell or Ben Ahn if they're around this range, which I believe they will be. Now, Keith Mitchell is probably my favorite guy. Keith Mitchell is having an absolute renaissance with his irons, and that came... He explained it at the Valspar. Keith Mitchell explained why he never thought he was a bad iron player, but every single year he was like, why am I 100 plus strokes gained approach? And he said when he was on the ranges every single week, every single day, he would only hit stock shots. And now he's hitting a lot of, and because on the golf course, you're hitting a lot of quarter shots, you're hitting a lot of half shots, you're hitting a lot of flighted shots. He's like, I don't know why he never like practiced this, but he was like, yeah, I just started practicing these half shots, these flighted shots, these like range, these shots that I'm simulating on the golf course, and I'm hitting my irons much better. And that's showing in the stats. Like, yeah, newsflash, Keith Mitchell, practice what you play. So he started doing that in 2024, and his iron stats have rocketed this year. But before this year, he was always a good iron player in the state of Texas for whatever reason. He hit his irons well in Texas. Combine that with how he's hitting them now, combine that with his putting upside that he has, combine that with his insane, he can gain four strokes off the tee in this field. I think Keith Mitchell's a great play. I think Keith Mitchell's not going to be underowned. He's going to be right, like probably 12% normal ownership, 8%, 8 to 12. Fine. Hammer, play Keith Mitchell. I think he can win this golf tournament. I think he's a great play in this range. Okay. Before we get on to the rest of the ranges, got to talk about SGPN promos real quick. Also, it is Derby Week on the Sports Gambling Podcast. So tune in as the guys get ready for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. Lock in for the, to the Sports Gambling Podcast, NBA playoff, hockey news. Go over to, you're on YouTube right now. Go over to the Sports Gambling Podcast YouTube channels. There is a trillion of them. Okay, NBA playoffs here. Underdog Fantasy wants to make it a lot more interesting. Easiest place to play fantasy sports, Underdog Fantasy, popping up week in, week out. Play their pick 'em game, as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats, such as rebounds, points, assists, and much more. Make your basketball entries or mix sports up. Come Thursday, throw a golf entry in there. You see me on Twitter, I give them out on a weekly basis. I didn't do Zurich last week, but because that was a very weird event to do Underdog Fantasy in. But so follow me on Twitter and TikTok. And Golf Gambling Podcast on both Twitter and TikTok. We got the plays. I got some. Capper's got some. Steve's got some. So Underdog Fantasy, promo code Golf SGPN. Underdog Fantasy is available in 30 states, including California, Texas, and Canada. They just launched a player format in Florida. So Underdog Fantasy, code Golf SGPN for 100% deposit bonus. Okay, let's get down to this next range, probably around upper sevens, low eights. Thomas Dietrich, Adam Schenck, Mackenzie Hughes, Patrick Rogers, Maverick McNealy, TPC KH Lee. Let's talk about some of these guys. Thomas Dietrich, decent week at the Zurich, made the cut and had a chance to win the golf tournament on the back nine with Bob Mack, missed a few putts. I do like this golf course for Thomas Dietrich. The greens are so big. And his iron play is always a struggle, but he can definitely roll a ton of putts in, and he can definitely gain a decent amount of strokes off the tee. So I definitely like Thomas Dietrich. Probably my favorite play on the board is Adam Schenck. This is the first time in almost a year since the summer around the John Deere Classic when Adam Schenck was very chalky every single week that he has gained strokes ball striking. I mean, on approach in three straight events. He's now doing that, and he comes back to this course. He hasn't, not that he's played great at it, but this is definitely an Adam Schenck course. It's a little longer than I like, but get hot with the irons and get hot with the putter. He's trending. He's in great form. He knows how to get into the mix. So I definitely like Adam Schenck. Golfer that I don't like is Patrick Rogers. I think Patrick Rogers is going to be a little chalky after that finish at the Heritage. I think you should fade him. Now, I was on the record saying Patrick Rogers simply cannot gain enough strokes on approach to finish inside the top 10 at the Heritage. What did Patrick Rogers do at the Heritage? Finished T5. Hand up, asterisk, he lost strokes on approach, and he gained infinity strokes on and around the green. So I was wrong for saying he can't top 10, but I said he can't top 10 because he can't gain strokes on approach, and he ended up losing strokes on approach. Of course, the golf gods punished me for giving Patrick Rogers a historic short game week, which is not sustainable. He will not do that at a golf course like this, just not attainable to do. So Patrick Rogers, I am out on. Well, Maverick McNealy, I am in on in this range. I am in on Maverick McNealy. I don't think he'll get out of hand. And this guy, like Maverick McNealy, is a golfer who will gain strokes off the tee, will gain strokes on the green, and will probably lose strokes on approach. But like the Texas narrative, Maverick McNealy, for some reason, hits his irons well in Texas. I don't know what it is about the state of Texas that some guys just play better in, but they simply do. And not that Maverick McNealy's won in Texas, but he's hit the ball well in Texas, which could lead to good things. We know how talented this kid is. Not that a win's around the corner for him, but I think he's a good buy in this range at sub 10% ownership, 11% ownership, 12% ownership. I definitely like that. What are we going to do with KH Lee? KH Lee won this event twice, and he's kind of like playing good golf in 2024. At the end of 2023, he was playing like Corn Ferry level, and he's picked it up. He's got multiple top 10s this season. He's gaining strokes on approach, and he's heading to a golf course that he's clearly fucked at. In 3 years of golf at this event, KH Lee has gained over 27 strokes ball striking. I can't describe to you how well that is. Like, those are not even Scottie Scheffler numbers. Those are better than Scottie Scheffler numbers. In three consecutive trips, Cage Lee's gained an average of 9 strokes ball striking per event. That is absurd. So something just suits his eye in this. Something just suits his eye on a golf course like this, and it's shown. He's obviously won twice. I mean, you play Cage Lee at Craig Ranch. Don't overthink it, unless he gets out of hand with the ownership. If he's 15% or more is not even out of hand, which he probably will be. I don't think I can go that route just because there's so much variance on a golf course like this. Like, you got to drain a ton of putts. You got to get to freaking 26 under or 25 under, whatever. I don't love it. Now, a golfer that I do like more than KH Lee, who's going to be chalky, Seamus Power. I've been on Seamus Power over the last few weeks. If you follow me, listen to me on a weekly basis, we were on Seamus Power 300-1. We're on Seamus Power $6,500 in DraftKings. Now he's getting that boost. And although it makes sense, I don't think I love it for DraftKings. I think he's a better bet than he is DraftKings. Like, he's going to be up in a range above that he hasn't been the last in 2024 at all. He's hitting his irons well. He's had no worse finish than T19 at this golf course, but you're buying him at a premium. Now, the dude knows how to win. Don't get me wrong. The dude knows how to win. He's won twice, and this is a golf course that makes sense for him, and this is a golf course that he's played well on before. The stars are aligning. At the end of the day, Seamus Power might be good chalk, but you're buying him at a premium. I would say the cutoff line for Seamus is 16%. If he's over 16%, just pass. If he's below, go for it. And that's kind of where I have him coming in right now. So we will see when it gets closer to Thursday. But as of now, I'm probably going to be fading Seamus Power in DFS. But I do like him. He makes a ton of sense for sure. I also like Mark Hubbard. Mark Hubbard is a golfer who played well with Ryan Brehm. Actually, maybe Ryan Brehm should be the favorite of this event, because he carried Hubbard on Sunday. But Hubbard played well at the Zurich last week, and he's a golfer who he does his best work in easy condition. He hits his irons well, and he can get hot with the putter. That's kind of what you're asking for on a golf course like this. So I'm definitely down for some hubs. Let's get down to a lower range, talk about some guys before we get into the 6K range. Doug Gim. You want Doug Gim on a TPC design, and he is a guy who's kind of going under the radar after a really good start to the season, but he's lost it a little bit. But he is definitely a top 15 ball striker in this field, truthfully, and he's going to be priced really low. So I think that's a good buy on Doug Gim for sure. Ryan Fox, I also really like it down in this range. Ryan Fox is uber aggressive. Ryan Fox loves a birdie fest. Ryan Fox will go at every flag, and in conditions that are fairly benign, fairly soft, you can get away with that. So like, I want an aggressive golfer this week, truly. So Ryan Fox is a golfer that I do like. Let's talk about Peter Quest. Peter Quest is going to be very popular this week, and he's on a lot of people's betting cards and a lot of people's minds. And he played well in this event last year. This is kind of where Peter Quest broke onto the scenes. Quick shout out to my boy Adam at DG Betting. Peter Quest was unknown last year. No one knew who he was. And he, even coming into this event, no one knew who he was. Then fast forward a few months to the 2023 Rocket Mortgage Classic. He was 600-1. My boy Adam bet him, was the only one in the world to bet him. And he, not that he won, but he was in the mix, and he invented Peter Quest. So before you see some people on Twitter on Peter Quest, Adam Kirk at DG Betting invented Peter Quest last year. So, but let's talk about DFS. He's going to be somewhat owned in this range, because he's a name that people like. He's a golfer who makes the most out of his opportunities. Peter Quest, like, he doesn't get a lot of starts because he doesn't have a card, but when he does get a start, he T20s. He T10s. Like, this dude plays, and he knows how important it is to get these starts in order. So he's doing a good job at that. But you're buying him at a premium. You're buying him sub 100-1. You're buying him in a range that he's not usually in. I'm not sure he's going to be a good play. CT Pan, I do think, is a great play. He's coming off a decent week at the Zurich. He's coming off of a decent season. Like, he's playing good, and CT Pan, like, this is the conditions that he plays well in. He finished fourth in this event last year, and it makes sense. Like, CT Pan is gonna hit his irons close, he can get hot with the putter. I love that. I want a hot approach player in this event for sure. So I don't want to get too crazy into the 6K range, but we'll talk about a few more guys. This is probably like the only time this season where I'm like, okay, I kind of like Jake Knapp. I think Jake Knapp can fuck an event like this. So not that he can just bomb and gouge it, but he can hit his, he can gain strokes off the tee, and he sneakily like is like plus three on approach or minus three on approach. Good upside to have. We know he can win in a birdie fest for sure. I'll give you out one name down here in this 6K range, Kevin Daugherty. Daugherty is leading the field. I mean, leading the field, yes, and tour and driving distance. Now, this isn't a an event that you can really bomb and gouge, like I just said, but he can club down if he needs to a little bit. The kicker is the dude lives in Dallas. The dude lives in Dallas, and he's got an elite skill set, and he's flashed on the PGA Tour this season. So I definitely like Kevin Daugherty, and I also really like Sam Stevens. Sam Stevens, I tweeted this out, I think Saturday, has gained six plus strokes ball striking three times in his entire career. Outside of that six plus, his next best is three. So he's got a few, like a bunch of starts, like plus one, plus two, plus three, like in that ball striking area. He has three outlier weeks of plus, like near plus seven strokes ball striking. Here, Colonial, and Houston. Three Texas golf courses that Sam Stevens has fucked at so hard. He's an Oklahoma State Cowboy, and that just proves this narrative again. You play Texas guys in Texas. Get ahead of Sam Stevens. Get ahead of Sam Stevens before he like burst out and he could be the next best Texas guy. Not saying that he would be, but I am down for Sam Stevens. And then finally, 6K range, a guy who I think can make the cut, and I will do a whole 6K show, like you guys know, Alexander Bjork. A course that is that you need to gain strokes on approach and you don't have to hit your driver a million yards. Alexander Bjork, birdie fest guy, down for him. So tune into the streams this week. I will be doing my normal routine. Steve and Capper have their stuff as well. Golf Gambling Podcast, we churn out content like no other. Show some support. Follow me on Twitter. I'm grinding my ass off on a weekly basis to make it in this industry, and I appreciate your support. So I know it's like a handful of you guys that listen every week. So shoot me a DM. I appreciate you guys, and I will catch you probably later today, later tonight, or later in the week. Peace out. You know where to find me. Good luck this week.